This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I've got an amazing guest today. Very excited. Chancellor Hance. Kent Hance is a lawyer, a former U.S. congressman, actually defeated George W. Bush, a Texas Tech chancellor, and most notably a native Texan. With the launch of his new podcast, which I'm very excited about, it's Kent Hance, the best storyteller in Texas, and we're going to ask him about that. He shares stories from his legendary life on themes relating to leadership, politics, and great friendships with some real characters. Chancellor, thanks so much for spending a few minutes today.
Well, it's my pleasure to be here and visit with you. And also, I hope that I'll tell a few stories that people will be intrigued and they'll go look up Kent Hance, the best storyteller in Texas, and listen to us.
Can you indulge us in a story? I don't want to take away from the ones you're sharing on your podcast, but man, I thought if we can get a unique story from Chancellor Hance today, even a short one that's top of mind for you, man, I could listen all day to the stories that you share.
Well, I think one of the best stories that I always think of, and there's tons of them, I served in the state Senate before I went to Congress, and one of the senators was A.R. Babe Schwartz from Galveston. He was pretty liberal. I was conservative, but, you know, he was my friend. That was at the time that you didn't hate people, disagreed with you, and we need to get back to that time that, you know, I mean, somebody may be, I'm a conservative, and somebody may be liberal, but I can still be friends with them. Right. And we just disagree. They have a constitutional right to be wrong, and so I'll let them exercise that. But he tells a story that when he was a young man, he was a assistant district attorney sending people to prison. And he got a letter one day and said, "I am going to kill you." And he went running down to the sheriff's office from the district attorney's office. And he said, "Sheriff, look at this. I got to have a gun." And sheriff looked at it. And you know, the letter was, "I'm going to kill you." It's quick and to the point. And it was pretty understandable. And the sheriff said, "You don't need a gun. You'll just shoot the wrong person or shoot yourself. And, you know, this guy's just trying to scare you." And Schwartz said, "Well, he's doing a dang good job of it. He really is scaring me." And so the sheriff kept talking to him. Finally, sheriff gave up and said, "Okay, go over to this pawn shop and tell him I sent you over there to get a gun." And he said, "Get a revolver, a 38 revolver, and revolver won't jam. And you point at what you want to shoot and pull the trigger, point and pull." And he said, "Now, after you get the gun, go down to Billy's welding shop and get him to weld the gun sight off." And Schwartz said, "The gun sight?" He said, "Yeah, it looks like a little BB at the end of the barrel so you can line up and shoot straight." And he said, "Why would I want them to file that off?" He said, "File it off real smooth, because that way when they take it away from it and stick it up, it won't hurt so bad." And at that point, Schwartz said, "Are you telling me I don't need a gun?" He said, "Yeah, I'm telling you, you don't need a gun." It's a pretty funny story. But I relay a lot of those that I got through the years.
Derek Champagne here, inviting you to visit DerekChampagneMastermind.com. This is a special invitation-only group for small business owners who need help with accountability and growth and working through upper limit challenges.